Hey lovelies, happy Thursday. I hope everything is going well on your end. There's a lot happening in the world, so let's talk about it. Today, Cristobal has weakened to a depression as it crawls across southern Mexico. The dangers of life-threatening mudslides and flooding in Mexico will persist into Friday, according to AccuWeather. Forecasters do predict that Cristobal will strengthen as it reaches the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. It is predicted that Cristobal will make landfall over the central coast of Louisiana on Sunday. In India, Cyclone Nisarg is currently on its way out and damages are being assessed. The Raigad district is the most affected with 6 deaths and 16 injuries. Around 5,000 hectares of farmland have also been damaged as well. In other areas affected, such as Ratnagiri and Mumbai, several thousand trees have been uprooted and electrical lines have been downed. As more news continues to come out for Cristobal and Nisarg, I'll make sure to keep you guys updated with my next upcoming video. Our next topic for the day is how the EU is choosing to address their COVID-19 recovery plan in a green way. The European Union, also known as the EU, is an economical union of 27 nations, mostly located in Europe. The Commission is working on plans to include both the environment and climate concern in their economic recovery package. The green funds will come from the EU's budget from 2021 to 2027. Which is worth around 1 trillion euros. The plan will also include some private money. Senior officials have stated that their COVID-19 recovery plan will do no harm to their climate goals. However, the plan does not consist of an outright ban on fossil fuels. 8 European countries, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Greece, Hungary, Lithuania, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia, are demanding that natural gas does not be excluded from the recovery package. However, it is to be noted that the Commission's draft of the recovery package does include natural gas, if precautions are taken. An article published on Reuters on May 25, 2020 states, "A draft of the Commission's Green Recovery Plan, seen by Reuters, only earmarks funding for natural gas projects that use carbon capture or repurpose gas infrastructure to carry low-carbon fuels such as hydrogen. The European Investment Bank has already pledged to stop funding most gas projects after 2021. In order to aid countries whose economies rely heavily on fossil fuels, the EU is pledging 40 billion euros, roughly 44 billion USD, to wean carbon-intensive regions off fossil fuels. Specifics on how these funds would be split between countries are currently unavailable. As far as the specifics go for the Commission's Green Plan, according to a Reuters article, the plan consists of the following projects: building renovations, clean hydrogen, renewable energy, and clean transport. Building renovations will prioritize hospitals, schools, and social housing in addition to low-carbon renovations into property sales. The clean hydrogen plan is to produce 1 million tons of hydrogen using renewable electricity. As for renewable energy, renewable projects will receive support from loans administered by the European Investment Bank. The goal is to tender 15 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity in the next 2 years. Finally, for clean transport, the Commission will use grants and guarantees to boost sales of clean vehicles and funding the construction of 1 million electric and hydrogen charging stations by 2025. Investments will also be made into zero-emission trains. It's important to note that this is still a working document. There's no official final draft available yet. There will be most likely changes made in the near future. I'll post a link to the working document in the description below so you can keep updated with what's going on there. And that's all I have for you today. What do you think about this information? How do you feel about the EU's plan to include green policies in their COVID-19 recovery? That's all. Let me know in the comments. Like and subscribe, all that fun stuff. And I'll see you next time.